Happy New Year, my dear podcast friends. This is Dr. Harlan Betts, and I'm delighted to welcome you to Wisdom from Above. This podcast is designed to help us move beyond the reasoning of man to the revelation of God. This wisdom from above is revealed in the Bible. Season 10 of Wisdom from Above is a series of episodes with special emphasis on practical Christianity, a series of how-tos and life-changing truths. Today's podcast reveals the critical importance of the decisions we make, and it challenges us to make the right decisions about the path we take. Join us as we discover how to start the new year outright. The choice is yours. Joshua 24:15. F.W. Borham was right on target when he said, "We make our decisions, and then our decisions turn around and make us." Decide to become a car owner? Suddenly you have to deal with insurance, gas, oil, tires, windshield wipers, repairs, etc. Decide to become a husband or wife? Immediately you have responsibilities to your mate, someone you must consider and think about and put before yourself and give yourself to, someone you have to share financial choices with, someone you have to live with. Decide to have children? Obviously, you'll need to feed them, clothe them, shelter them, and educate them. Decide to take drugs? Instantly, you have addiction issues and money issues and legal issues. Decide to have sex outside of marriage? Immediately, you have broken your fellowship with God, disrupted another person's life, and destroyed your own purity. Borham was right. We make our decisions, and then our decisions turn around and make us. Somewhere, I read an amusing story about Bear Bryant, the legendary coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide football team. In one game, Alabama was ahead by just 6 points, and the clock had around 60 seconds left on it. Bear Bryant sent his quarterback in with the instruction to play it safe by taking a knee and running out the clock. The quarterback came into the huddle and said, "The coach said we should play it safe, but that's what the other team is expecting. Let's give them a surprise," and he called a pass play. He dropped back, threw the football, and the defending cornerback, a sprint champion, knifed in, intercepted the pass, and headed for a touchdown. Now, if you know anything about Coach Bear Bryant, you know that Alabama quarterback had a problem. He had to catch that cornerback or face Coach Bryant. That quarterback was no runner, but he took off after that fleet cornerback and ran him down from behind on the 5-yard line and saved the game. After the game, the opposing coach came up to Bear Bryant and said, "What's this business about your quarterback not being a runner? He ran down the fastest player from behind." "Well," said Bryant, "your man was running for 6 points. My man was running for his life." And that quarterback made a decision that affected his life. And there are decisions we make that affect our life. Joshua realized this was true. He was a God-appointed leader of the Israelite people. God had sovereignly delivered them out of Egypt and out of the grip of Pharaoh. God had led them out of the wilderness and into the promised land. Now they were enjoying the blessings God had given them, but Joshua is concerned about the decisions they will make. Will they become enamored with the pleasures and possessions of the promised land and turn their hearts from God? Will they just enjoy the gifts and forget the giver? Will they wander away from God and follow their neighbors into idolatry or immorality? So Joshua calls them together at Shechem. Shechem was dear to the heart of Israel. It was there that God first promised this land to Abraham. It was there that Jacob built an altar. This was a place that aroused sacred memories. Joshua was concerned that the people of Israel would allow their hearts to follow the idolatry of the heathen nations around them. Joshua knew that Israel's heart was prone to wander, and he wanted to challenge them to give themselves wholly to the Lord. Joshua challenged them with these words in Joshua 24:15. Choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In this episode of Wisdom from Above, we're going to discover two practical applications from each phrase in this verse. Number one, choose. You cannot be neutral. Jesus once said, if you are not for me, you're against me. You cannot be neutral. It's an inescapable decision. It's a crucial decision. It's a life-changing decision. When the people of Texas were fighting for their independence from Mexico, William Barrett Travis drew a line in the sand and asked those who were willing to stay at the Alamo and fight to step across the line. It is as though God is drawing a line in the sand, and he is asking those who are willing to follow him without reservation and regardless of the cost to step across that line. You cannot be neutral. You must choose. Secondly, you must make a choice. As Harvey Cox correctly stated, not to decide is to decide. If you're on a river rushing toward a waterfall and you don't decide what to do, you're going over the falls. You cannot be neutral. You must choose. If you're in a house going up in flames and you don't decide what to do, you're toast. You cannot be neutral. You must choose. So we have the word choose. You cannot be neutral, and you must make a choice. Choose for yourselves. You cannot let someone else do it for you. This is not your dad's decision. This is not your mom's decision. This is not your brother's decision. This is not your sister's decision. This is not your mate's decision, or your boyfriend's decision, or your girlfriend's decision, or your friend's decision. This is your decision. You have to decide for yourself. You can't let someone else do it for you. And you can't do it for someone else. You cannot decide for someone else. You can't make this decision for your parent or your child. You cannot make this decision for your mate or your friend. They have to make this decision for themselves. Some of you are husbands and dads. Let me remind you that God holds you responsible for spiritual leadership in your home. You can't decide for them, but you can instruct. You can encourage. You can model. You can pray. And mom's the same for you. You can instruct and encourage and model and pray. But as a father, so the family. As a leader, so the led. Young people, you cannot make the decision for your friends, but you can set a good example. You can step out in faith. You can follow the Lord. You can stand alone. And your example could be just enough to encourage others to make the right decision for yours as well. So you have to choose. You can't be neutral. You must make a choice. You have to choose for yourselves. You can't let someone else do it for you. You can't do it for someone else. And you must choose for yourself today. Today, you can't put it off. Not to decide is to decide. As long as you put off this decision, you're saying no to Christ. The Bible says, behold, today is a day of salvation. There's no guarantee of another opportunity. There's no guarantee of another day. I'll never forget hearing about a young man who heard the gospel. He said he wasn't ready to decide. He said he wanted to live for himself now. He said he could always get right with God when he was older. He went outside and he was struck by a car and killed. There are no guarantees of another day or another opportunity. Each day that you put off this decision is another day that is lost for eternity. My grandmother had a plaque on a wall in her house with the words that have burned into my mind. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Remember, not to decide is to decide. As long as you put off this decision, you're saying no to Christ. So you can't put it off, and you can't put it behind you. There's a sense in which this is a once-in-a-lifetime decision, but there's another sense in which is a choice you have to make every single day. Every day, you have to choose whether or not you're going to live for the Lord. Every day, you have to choose whether or not you're going to honor the Lord. Every day, you have to choose whether or not you're going to make His will your will, and His choice your choice. You see, the godly Christian life is made up of daily, moment-by-moment decisions to follow Christ. William Jennings Bryan was right when he said, "Destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. Destiny is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved." So, choose for yourself today. You can't put it behind you. And you can't put it off. Choose for yourself today whom you will serve. You cannot serve two masters. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters." Inevitably, you will love one more than the other. Inevitably, you'll honor one more than the other. Inevitably, you'll have to sacrifice the wishes of one in order to fulfill the wishes of the other. You could choose to serve yourself, or you could choose to serve the Lord Jesus. Later in this chapter, in verse 22, it says we must put away foreign gods. You see, anyone or anything that takes the place Jesus Christ should have in our hearts is a foreign god. Could be food, drugs, alcohol, toys, tools, boats, planes, shoes, clothes, guns, pleasure, possession, popularity, sex. You cannot serve Christ wholeheartedly if you're putting other interests before Him. You cannot serve Christ the way He deserves to be served if you're pursuing other things more than Him. And then the next verse in Joshua 24, verse 23 says, we must incline our hearts to the Lord. Inclining our hearts to the Lord involves loving Him and listening to Him. First, we must choose to love the Lord. Love is not just a feeling. Love is something you decide and you desire and you do. Love is active. You can choose to live for self and love self. Or you can choose to live for the Lord and love Him and love others. Second, we must choose to listen to the Lord. We incline our hearts to the Lord by listening to His voice. We must be ready to hear His voice. God speaks to us through the Bible. We should have a heart like young Samuel, who said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And when he said that, he meant your servant is listening to what you have to say and ready to act in obedience. Respond in obedience to what you are asking. So, you cannot serve two masters, and you cannot serve without yielding. The Bible asks us this question: do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves, His servant you are? That's in Romans 6, 16. You see, yielding to sin makes us servants of sin. Yielding to God makes us servants of God. To whom or to what have you yielded yourself? Are you ready to yield yourself wholly to the Lord? Joshua says, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Kenneth Solett shared this insight. Freedom is the opportunity to make decisions. Character is the ability to make right decisions. Walter Hendrickson, in his book Disciples Are Made, Not Born, gives us this challenge. when Cortez landed at Veracruz in 1519 to begin his conquest of Mexico with a small force of 70 men, he purposely set fire to his fleet of 11 ships. His men on the shore watched their only means of retreat sinking to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. With no means of retreat, there was only one direction to move, forward into the Mexican interior to meet whatever might come their way. In paying the price for being Christ's disciple, we too must purposely destroy all avenues of retreat. We must resolve that whatever the price for being his followers, we will pay it. Sid Houston adopted the word expendable as the name for his young people's leadership group. He was inspired by the late Henrietta Mears, who used the illustration of the Japanese fighter pilots who flew the Zero Zen airplanes. The kamikaze pilots were called expendable, for when they buckled in, they knew it was a one-way ride. They were committed to give their life in their mission. And Sid's dream, was that his expendables would be kamikaze for the cause of Christ, that they would be committed to give their life in their mission, give their life to Christ. And here is the Expendables Creed, written by an unknown author. I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past has been redeemed. My present makes sense, and my future is secure. I am finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame visions, mundane talking, chintzy giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right or first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by presence, learn by faith, love by patience, lift by prayer, and labor by power. My face is set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions few. My guide reliable. My mission clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of my enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up, or burn up until I preached up, paid up, stored up, and stayed up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, and work till he stops me. And when he comes to get his own, he'll have no problems recognizing me. My colors will be clear. My friends, you have a choice to make. You must choose for yourself today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we want to make the right decisions this year. We want to take the right paths this year. We want to follow Jesus. We want to be like Jesus. We join the songwriter in saying, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence fully live. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. And we pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope 2024 will be a fabulous year for you. Thank you for being a part of my podcast family. If you're enjoying Wisdom from Above, please give this podcast a 5-star review. Smash that follow button so you'll be notified of each new weekly podcast. I'd love it if you took the time to write a brief positive review. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at harlanbetts@gmail.com, or you can leave a message on my Facebook page, Wisdom from Above with Dr. Harlan Betts. This is Dr. Harlan Betts, wishing you a great week and God's blessings. I'm honored that you've chosen to join me in this passionate quest for wisdom from above.